Come out to Bluegrass Karting and Events and check out their all-new axe-throwing arenas. Make a night of it, and also enjoy their new full bar and expanded menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events, the fastest go-karts in Kentucky, and now axe-throwing arenas.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's midday with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, safe and sound. I don't know how the sports guys treated you all week, all weekend, but we are here together and here to enjoy the day. Steve Rubbage in the building, Brian Hall is in the booth.
Hello, Marcus.
Hi, Steve.
It's good to be here. It's nice. Nice Monday. How was your weekend?
It was a bit above average.
Mine was solid. You know, it had some highs, some lows, a little bit of everything. Right. Overall, you know, not a bad little weekend.
But you made it here.
I did,
and that's what's important.
I did.
Brian Hall, how about you?
Not totally the response I was expecting from Steve, but somewhat.
Yeah, just kind of a medium.
I'm doing good, actually. Was just doing some reading before the show, and I was reading up on a guest that's going to be on Louisville's campus later this week. And, you know, just coming off the UNC win and then getting some news like that on a Sunday night is always a good little cherry on top for the weekend.
So that's, you know, you feel kind of
yeah
accomplished after the weekend?
Yeah, I feel like for my sake, from my point of view, it was a great weekend.
Do you feel like well rested and you know, all those things?
I don't know about all that, but
there was something I felt like I kept hearing though,
like in the back of your mind or something.
Yeah, over the weekend.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the field,
I've been waiting on this one. And they say oh my goodness. I've been waiting on this one. Beat that tail, baby. It's been so long since I could really just come in here and go with all I do. All I do. All I do.
We can let this one play for a while.
Oh, yeah.
What is the weather like in Minnesota, baby? That's what I want to know.
This is just a warm-up, people.
Stevie Knock dominating. Dwayne Sutton dominating.
All I do is win, no matter what.
I needed that. I needed that.
And every time I step up in the field,
what are they going to be ranked today? They coming in. They coming to the polls, baby.
That's a warm-up. That's a warm-up. That's a warm-up, Steve. So, Steve.
My squad.
So, Steve.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
Hold on, people. We just had a moment in here. Steve has decided that you're just going to go headphoneless.
Yeah. When we get calls, I'm good. I put them on. We got calls.
Here's the thing, people. We're so giddy right now. Like, we actually don't know where we're going to jump
no,
off.
No, I don't either. Because, look, here's the thing. Coming into the game Saturday, there was a piece of me that kind of I said it on the pregame show. I don't know if that they can go in there and win. Coming off of, I mean, they've looked good all year. I wasn't one, and we weren't on air like, oh, they're trash because they lost to Pitt. But I thought that this was a game that was going to be tough. Gonzaga went in there and got ran off the floor.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Gonzaga, who beat Duke, went into Chapel Hill and got run off the floor. So you can look at me and say, Steve, you're a big-time fan. Okay, you were being realistic by thinking, this may be one. I thought they would come out and look better. I really did. I said that on the show. I said, look, I feel like that they will come out and look better. but they'll lose a decent game. They beat Carolina from tip to buzzer.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this first segment without getting an FCC charge. I am going to try. Brian Hall,
I may do it naked.
I need you to have your finger so close to that bleep button. Like, I hope your hand gets carpal tunnel syndrome. Because I'm telling you, black uniforms, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, it does not get any better watching that team. Watching what I saw this
week. No, absolutely not. And the way you beat them, like, you hit threes, that's cool. You knock down some shots. But the way Dwayne Sutton just got to the bucket. Do you remember plays? And look, I don't mind because I think the game was officiated.
81-50, 93-9. Y'all can jump in anytime as well.
Do you remember the play where Dwayne Sutton is, because you immediately, when I say you bullied him, you go to Steve Enoch and stuff. But do you remember Dwayne Sutton's coming down? Dwayne Sutton takes one little step in, try to get the foul. You're probably not going to get it here.
The play I've been begging for all my life out of this thing.
But the way and the manner in which, and it may have been Little or I don't think it was Woods, flies backwards when Dwayne hits him. And then Dwayne goes up and finishes it. I'm like, I don't even need that foul. I don't even need that foul.
I know. It's funny you say that. That was the one time that I didn't yell out,
yeah,
that's a foul.
Yeah.
Any other time, I am 100% that's sure. A foul. Man, I'm telling you, I'm pregame nerve. Applebee's, shout out to Applebee's.
Oh,
shout,
my gosh.
We had a great time there. People, you don't know what you missed. You better get that on your schedule next time.
We're going to be more away games.
We'll talk more about that later on. But here's the thing. This University of Louisville Cardinal team goes out there. I bailed on the black uniform theories. I said, listen, that's a loser mentality. It's done. I'm going to put on what I want to put on, when I want to put it on, and I'm going to go kick that. Right?
Yep.
Here's the thing. And I don't want to jump ahead of any narratives or anything, but I'm telling you, the shots we hit were shots we see all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the don't test me today.
Yeah.
Don't test me today with hot, super hot shooting. No. Jordan Wara hit his shots.
Yeah.
Malik, he shoots that shot.
Yeah.
And Mac has encouraged him to shoot his shot. You know, between Malik and Steven and Ryan McMahon's shot, right? Darius Perry misses one, hits one. Listen. Kristen Cunningham takes a freshman to the block. Spin moves on the freshman on the block. Pump fakes him. And one! Right? The freshman didn't play that good. Yeah, that's what happens when you pump fake a freshman, an idiot freshman, and get an and one. That's why I'm always so mad when we get that bad call at the beginning of the game or we get that cheap foul. I say it punks you.
Yeah.
That's what you saw. You saw Louisville not want to, in a desperate moment, get the ball faster.
Right.
Run to the ball. Extra effort. Quicker effort. Intense effort. Right? That's the difference between a punch and somebody stepping back or coming back to punch you. Every time Louisville made a play or Carolina made a play, Louisville took it to the basket, worked it around, got a good shot, and people, while we're just still going like big picture here, I don't know how many of you have been like close to a basketball court, and I mean, we all got appreciation for size of human beings, right? We all got appreciation for that. There's two things, three, it's going to be really quick. When North Carolina comes out and our 6'8" man is guarding Luke May.
In the post.
It's different.
Yep.
People. Luke May is used to playing against big, clumsies or undersized guys playing against him. Luke May, like you saw a couple of missed layups. Luke May felt a 6'8" three man.
Yeah.
Rooting him out on the post. He just had a bad game because he missed. Listen, if somebody's 6'8" and weighs as much as you and they're three, and you could feel that they're just as strong as you,
yeah,
and you've been watching film of this guy catching one-handed alley-oops, you know what you know? This guy is the potential to eat my shot and, you know, put it in the 10th row. This guard can do it, right? I know this Malik kid can do it.
Yep.
I know they're around here somewhere, right? That's one. Number two, pass to Dwayne Sutton. Dwayne Sutton feeds it to Stephen Enoch in the lob. Boy, when Steve Enoch turns and dunks that ball on Luke May, probably should have got an and one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you again, people, something that size and that speed and that strength, if it happens right in front of you, everybody on the bench goes, damn.
Yep.
Right? And they give Luke May that look like, I bet you won't jump with him. I bet you won't jump. Boy, be careful.
That's my captain.
Right? Right? Listen, Luke May is the, hey, guys, hey, we're gonna take it to these guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to, boom. Oh. Jeez. Right?
Hey, Lucas.
Yeah, right. Hey, Lukey, talking all that crap.
Yeah.
Go toughen up against Enoch.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Then number three, the alley-oop. VJ King fights to get the ball, knocks it out. Christian Cunningham, no hesitation, goes, gets that ball, comes up with it. Alley-oop. I'm telling you, that guy jumping that high, dunking with that power, let's go home, y'all.
Don't worry about the name I'm throwing out. Don't worry about the comparisons, blah, 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 all that stuff. But that had the Dwight Howard feel.
Yeah.
Where he would catch it above the rim and dunk it on the way down,
right,
with the legs
like
up.
I don't have to dunk this until I'm coming down.
Oh, my God.
And when I'm coming down, the weight, like you can feel that weight and that pressure. And you're like, I don't want no parts of this today.
And a man that's as impressive, I've openly said this as comfortable as possible. Steve Enoch, when he walks in, I promise you, and I don't say this boastfully, I hope everybody gets a chance to be as close to him as we have. When he walks past you, you go, good Lord. Like if my wife's anywhere with me and Steve Enoch walks by in a cutoff, I'm like, hey. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like,
people, if you can't see Steve, we're on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
He's hiding his wife.
What are you looking? Hey, stop looking. Hey, I'm like, you know, but you could see his massive body in real time. Now, I'm not talking about when you go back and watch it, but coming into the screen from the 3-point line.
Oh.
And to watch Sutton and VJ both like, back up.
Yeah. Yeah, like watch
I'm not
out.
On the other team.
Right.
Like, get on out the way and to watch Christian just throw it up, he gonna get it.
But here's the thing, Steve. Here's where you get more credibility and like for what you just said, right?
Sure.
When people accuse you of over exaggerating or they accuse you of being, you know, whatever about it, you know,
right,
hyperbolic, right?
Yeah.
Go back and listen to Jay Billis and the other guy. I don't know who else was doing it.
It's probably Shulman. I don't know.
It's not important.
Yeah.
Jay Billis says, or either him, between the conversation between those two commentators,
yeah,
respected, super uber respected ACC traditionalists.
Yeah.
Really, you don't blame them when they're not favorable to Louisville because they are such ACC homers, right?
Right.
But they say, when this guy walks in the building, he's an impressive guy.
Yeah.
And then I hear that and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to turn up the volume. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, this guy, he's an elite shooter also. You know, hey, this guy really has a chance to be in the next level. Hey, man, this kid, he is just impressive. If they can get that out of him, I mean, this team, like, to hear them for 5 minutes oogling.
I know.
Like, I'm trying to explain to people. that he's a problem, and he's just he's so big and strong. He just has to realize that you're not going to hurt anybody at this level.
And he kind of said that, to your credit. But I will say this one thing about it: I thought watching that game, and I'm not being prisoner of the moment here, because I'm not.
No, we're going to get into that. It's fair.
But I found myself. I saw into our future, into the next couple games at home, and I know where the scouts set, and I almost want to walk over there and go, no, stop watching him. Don't look at him.
Get your dirty little scouty hands off my players.
I want him back next year.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, just chastise him.
Yeah, right. No, but I lost Ken. I was getting ready to Ken. Sorry about that call.
We're about to go to the phone lines.
81-59-39-38-31-93-9. I mean, like I said, those were, to me, those three plays established attitude.
Yeah.
Now, we can talk about, you know, Christian Cunningham. You know, we could talk about Dwayne Sutton learning how to draw that charge the way he did.
I think you forgot one, too.
I'm listening.
Darius's block.
Ah, yes.
With good the call. Foul. The foul's fine.
Good call.
But you know you didn't get fouled. Everybody on the court knows you didn't get fouled.
Wait a minute. They didn't call foul. They called goaltending.
Goaltending. Yeah. Goaltending. But that's what I was saying. But like you knew what that was. And it was like, it didn't matter that it counted or not.
Keep going.
The point was I know I had a fast break. And I know that this 6'1" guard come down the floor, caught me, and pinned my stuff against the backboard. Everybody on the sidelines knew that. Everybody in the Carolina bench, Roy Williams knew it. Everybody playing in the game knew it.
The referee knew it.
So when I talk to someone and they say, yeah, but I mean, they were missing bunnies underneath. Yeah. Because I know at least I
did. Say that again. Wait, say that again. When people say they were missing bunnies, Steve.
Yeah.
Explain why they were missing bunnies.
Well, because I know there's at least one 6'1" guard on this court right now that can catch me from behind at any moment and throw it into the third row if he wants to.
And,
One guy. Yeah, and that's one guy. So what can these other dudes do?
I've seen the video of everybody else.
That's why, to me, that play it's definitely, and I think you would agree, I mean, it's definitely in there with the plays that just you said, okay, we're just better than them.
I was going to even say keep going, but you probably forgot the point you made, that you said, regardless of any stat Darius Perry put up, that was the we're here.
Yeah.
Darius Perry on that court is a different attitude.
It is. It's we were talking about that last night.
Darius's attitude on the court is what I saw when Dwayne Sutton would be on the court last year.
Yep.
It just looked like a more physical team.
Yeah.
Even when Dwayne Sutton wasn't shooting last year.
Absolutely.
When he was just on the court doing rough things, doing mean things, doing, you know, aggressive things, posturing, attitude, clapping aggressively, talking in a tone that says, who are these guys?
Well, I sat back, and when I rewatched the game, watching it live, I felt this way. But then I rewatched it yesterday, and that's when I texted you or called you and said, look, I don't care what his stats were. We need Darius. Like, I'll be honest with you. There was a piece of me was getting a little bit where I was like, Darius can leave at the end of the year.
He's getting irritated.
Go get a grad guy. You know, I mean, like, and then – watching that game, I said, no, we need Darius.
Yeah, next level, you need Darius.
Yeah, and for this season especially. I think you need Darius because he brought that attitude that was just different. It was different.
You know who had more fun? Like, we had so much fun at watching that game at Applebee's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had fun. Look, Cahill Fennell over at the basketball. He tweeted out, that was fun. Like, mm-hmm. I totally agree.
It was awesome.
That was awesome. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. We share this love, and this love is the reason our recruiting is awesome. This love is the reason, like, we can bounce back like no other program humanly possible. You know who enjoyed this more than anybody, Brian?
Trash Carolina. Y'all trash. You heard? Trash. See, look, you already looking forward to the next
game.
Yeah,
Donnie.
21 piece at your crib.
Get him, Donnie.
21 piece at your crib.
Get him, Donnie.
How you like that?
How you like that?
For those that don't know, that's Donovan Mitchell talking to Tony Bradley, UNC grad.
Trash Carolina.
Straight up. Give me that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Give me that whole thing.
Wait, wait, wait. Just imagine you coming into work. And listen, you can't do anything because Donovan Mitchell's the man on this team, right? Yep. Donovan Mitchell's the man in Utah. Everybody knows this. Everybody has relented to this. And listen, I'm telling you people, I can't show the video. I might put the video on the YouTube channel just so people know. But I'm telling you, the way Donovan screams, it was like, what the hell is that? Like it caught him legitimately off guard. Like, what's going on in here? As soon as he opened the door, Donovan Mitchell was sitting waiting for somebody from North Carolina to come to work. Imagine if at your workplace, you open the door to the commons area, to the office, to the water cooler area, and this is what you hear.
Trash Carolina. Y'all trash. You heard? Trash.
Get
you already looking forward to the next game. 21 piece at your crib. 21 piece at your crib. How you like that?
And he knew he was posting this, people. He knew. He was like, I'm setting this up. Where's my phone? Where's this dude at? I'm going to sit right here at the front office. Trash Carolina.
And Donovan, the funniest part of the video for me is you see Tony Bradley walking in, and he catches a glimpse of Donovan. And you can see on his face, he's already like, oh, God. Because you can tell that Donovan runs his mouth about every Louisville win. Like, you can tell because he kind of gives the look like, oh, God, here we go. And he opens the door like, all right.
But that's what I made the point. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
How you like that?
Because Tony Bradley.
Those are all our drops. You keep all those drops. Those are permanent.
Tony Bradley knew the date of the next game.
I know.
He knew. I've got to. As soon as that game happened, you're like, oh, God, I got that one guy at work. I'm like, man, I've got to. Well, February 2nd, hey, we're right. Coming back.
Do we play them again? I mean, think about it. You walk into the office saying February 2nd, like, I need this. This is what I'm talking about, people. Yeah. When I tell you, when we go to these places and you see these people, like, why are you throwing the L's down? Like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Right? I'm telling you. Look, there's that element. And I'm telling you, I never miss a chance to say this, man. When Michael Jordan, I swear, he was dead ass serious.
Yeah.
When he looked at this team, I mean, he was in there chilling with our Louisville basketball team.
Yeah.
And he looked at us and was like, hell no, I'm not talking to that team. The way y'all did my Carolina boys?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And that you should have saw that team in there. You're like you wonder why Steve, like, I didn't go shake his hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, get the out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we didn't want you in our practice anyway, Jack Rabbit.
Yeah.
You're overrated anyway. I can't wait till LeBron gets to the league.
There's a kid right now growing up in Ohio.
Yeah. There's this 9-year-old. He's gonna make sure nobody remembers your name.
Yeah.
Michael. Like that, you know, like that. But here's the thing. In a quiet moment, it was awesome.
Yeah.
In a quiet admittance moment.
Oh, yeah.
The pain on Bradley's face, it was awesome because that's how Donovan takes those losses. That's how I kind of like post take those losses. Like, it hurts when my squad is looking weak.
Well, you know? Bill has said it in the game. He said, I've been to a lot of games at Chapel Hill. He's like, I've never seen them hushed like this.
Right, right.
Like, they're looking at each other going, the fans are looking at each other going, well, what are you going to do?
Right, right. and people there, when asked about the environment, here's the thing. When people say, what's my favorite part? What do I miss the most about all the basketball? Shutting up an opponent's crowd is the sweetest feeling on the planet. And if you ask anybody who was there, they said Carolina was ready.
Yeah.
They were ready. They were rocking, ready. You know, they were trying to pick Carolina up every couple of possessions. Come on, they were trying to pick them up. That is just a full on tilt, beat down, go home. You don't want to see us again.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. You get down 10. Like, here's the thing. You're going to get a chance to rematch. Like, that's February 2nd, of course.
That's one of them teams you mess around start owning.
Well, here's the thing. You say this about Kentucky Duke a lot of times. You've said it's hard to regain anything when I know that dude's still out there. I know that team's still out there. Like, the scariest Kentucky team in the tournament for me would be if Duke gets upset in the second round. Because it's almost like Kentucky's like,
as long as they're in the in, as long as they're playing, like Louisville knows Tennessee's out there.
Yeah, right. Right. And you feel like
You
I don't know if we can beat
them. You won't kick into overdrive until Tennessee gets knocked out.
And to your point, I'm a bracketology guy, and every bracketology I pull up, I've pulled up a couple that have had Tennessee or a little under Tennessee, and those I go,
Yes. Yes. Tennessee is Louisville's albatross.
Sure.
Right? Duke is definitely Kentucky's albatross, right? Like, I'm not scared of come on, let's be honest. Right now, we're Kentucky's best win.
Oh, without a doubt.
Kentucky doesn't want any parts of a rematch with this Louisville team that they just saw last night.
Right.
But Carolina, they probably don't want any parts of Louisville. They don't want any parts of Gonzaga, I don't think.
No, I think you played really well against Gonzaga. Played really well.
You think
at home?
You think they would want them on neutrals?
Would you want? How great
play,
would you,
Brian? Get that Mitchell sound again.
Yeah.
Look, Texas just had to hear it again. This is
trash, Carolina. Y'all trash.
Yeah.
You heard? Trash. Look, you already looking forward to the next game.
Right.
21 piece at your crib. 21 piece at your crib. How you like that?
We'll see y'all again.
Right. Right. Like, that's a grown man who's just like, I don't care. Right. I don't care. Right.
She was ugly anyway.
I was glad.
No.
I was glad she broke up me.
Right.
Trash Carolina.
I'm telling you, man, that this is bad.
Yeah.
This is gonna be fun.
How you like that?
How you like that?
Texas says that's the most New Yorkish thing you ever. That's a problem.
No, I know, but it was, and we'll get into it. What does that mean? You know, going forward, but it was big.
Listen, we'll catch our breath. We'll reset the show. Middays with Marcus Maven. Tell a friend. Tune in. We're gonna get to the good stuff. Middays with Marcus Maven. 91.50, 93.9 is the number on 93.9ville.
Come out to Bluegrass Karting and Events and check out their all-new axe throwing arenas. Make a night of it and also enjoy their new full bar and expanded menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events, the fastest go-karts in Kentucky, and now axe throwing arenas.
Listening to Middays with Marcus Maven, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, it's up to me to let you know. You know we got a game Wednesday, right? You know you get a chance to welcome home your squad on Wednesday night. Like, listen, if you're not in for the ride, I can't do anything for you. At this point, early in the year, listen, hey fans, we need the support, and you got to support the team. And you know what? I don't even care. Like, look, if you want to miss out on your own. But I'm telling you, all them fans that's in there, they will take your seat.
That's a fact,
man. They will come down. They will take your seat. And we're going to be in there rocking on Wednesday, waiting to see my squad when they get home.
Well, because
pregame Galt House.
Yeah,
I said that the whole way just to say, come hang out with us at the Galt House.
Like, man,
these on locations are getting better.
You know what? I don't do this very often. I don't do this very often.
I don't want your dirty energy at the Galt House. No, you haven't came already.
No. As what I'm trying to say is, if you're not getting out and excited. We dang near thought we lost our program. You know what I'm saying?
Over what is wrong with you?
Hey, but I think, and I'm not really yelling at anybody. I'm just kind of yelling in general because I think the crowds have been awesome.
Mm.
But there's no reason we shouldn't be out, because we'll get into what kind of over throughout the week, what the Boston College game means.
Right.
I guess later today and tomorrow.
Right.
But I mean, you should be getting out. By the way, before we move forward anymore, let's give another shout out, because coming off an emotional loss, it was good to see the women get back in there yesterday.
Awesome. Take care of business. Awesome. And listen, people, here's the problem. It's not a problem, but here's something that I have to let you know. It's my personal responsibility to let you know. They're getting ready to start playing.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to start playing. That Louisville team of women, listen, when you listen to me on a show, I tell you about these little things that I see, right? And these little mannerisms that I see, and I say, uh-oh, right? The way Sam Fearing is moving her body around, the way she's looking at the ref, listen, we all know Sam, you know, she's feisty, right? I'm telling you, she sees it's winning time. You know, teams that start recognizing when they start playing, like just the way she's shooting, kind of fading away, kind of leaving her hand up a little extra. She's cussing at the ref after every shot she scores. Repeat, when you're scoring and you're cussing at people, that means you're ready to play, right? Because that means every play is not good enough for you. Every coach knows this. When you see their team angry when they score, not, you know what I'm saying, not smiling when they score, scoring like bleep you and bleep you and bleep them, that's when you're getting serious. Yesterday, I saw it. You know, I saw it on the players' faces. I saw anybody coming in, they were like, bleep the refs, you know, like, and I hate to be so intimately descriptive about the way, you know, but I'm telling you, I was looking at it up close, and they're ready to start playing. Like I said, they I'm not saying this is like, you know, 20-0 run time, but I'm telling you, they're getting ready to start playing really, really hard. Like really focused, really locked in, really serious. Thanks for reminding me to get that shout out. So people, we've been a little selfish. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is a Steve. Player wise,
yeah.
Who was your MVP?
Steve. Yeah, thought Steve Enoch. Thought he was awesome. I mean,
Brian, who's your MVP? Texters 3831-939. Who's your MVP?
Brian's doing his job.
Okay, well,
you yell at him if you don't pick up the phone, and now he's picked up the phone.
Yeah, that's how we do.
And you can go a lot of. There's no wrong answer here.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. Yeah. I don't care what you said.
Yeah.
You were going to be right, and you were going to be wrong. We came back in here after Pittsburgh. I said that there is no. Everything you say is going to be yeah. But here's the thing. You say Steve Enoch because Steve Enoch makes the team look more dominant, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize that Dwayne Sutton almost had a triple double?
Almost had a triple double.
You said Steve Enoch, no question, right? And 30% of everybody listening from wherever they're listening shook their head, right? Pops Enoch shook his head too. I know he's listening.
Pops Enoch was like, yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay. And I'm telling you, everybody who loves Wayne Sutton was like, what are you talking about?
Sure.
Like they thought the other people said there's no question Dwayne Sutton was the MVP of that game.
Yep.
Steve, he had a triple-double. How could he not be the MVP of that game? Right?
Mm-hmm.
30% yelled at you.
And you're right.
Right? And they're right.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be wrong. And then listen, and all basketball purists across Louisville was like, these two are idiots. One of them's talking about Dwayne Sutton. One of them talking about Stephen Enoch, when clearly Kristen Cunningham is the captain of this ship and provided everything that, you know, everything they needed to win this game.
Yeah, and then there's somebody else that's saying Jordan was pulling at in certain moments 4 or 5 feet behind the line with dudes in his face knocking down threes. Jordan was getting steals going to the basket. Like, I mean,
if I'm Coach Mack, I give Jordan the game ball for the shots he didn't take. Repeat, I give Jordan Wara for the shots and the things he didn't do wrong.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand what it's like for a dude who can go out there and get, and he could force his way to 30 points and the coach can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
You can't take me out because I'm just so cold.
Yep.
Like, he really is. Like, he's not that kid, but he went out there and took only the shots that came in the rhythm of the offense. Like, that's hard.
I know.
That's humble. It's very complimenting, you know, to be that way.
Absolutely. What about the 15%? I'll go down. What about the 15% that say you don't win the game if you don't get the start you get? And part of the reason you got the start you got was because Malik Williams.
Yeah. Listen, that 15% does that, right? And then listen, there's another 15% that says this is why you go get Coach Mack. Yeah. Right? Yeah. There's a 15% that says, I don't know about these players, but I know Coach Mack got them right.
Yep.
Like, I could have came in here and said, because there are so many different MVPs, we got to give all the credit to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He got them right. He got them motivated. You know what I'm saying? He pressed the right button substitution-wise. Like, he left guys in there when they were rolling. He made the right moves. He went into North Carolina and won by 21 points with a team who's supposed to be 11th in the league, right? Like, he may have secured, that's a good enough win to, if you just average for the rest of the season, that win's going to put you in the tournament.
Yeah.
That win in North Carolina, because it's so non-fluky, I trust you as a coach a bit more, right? So here's the thing. This is what happens right now. And this is a natural part of life. Today and yesterday, people are saying, Jordan, man, you should have shot more. Jordan's entourage of guys, hey, man, Steve, you need to tell him to feed you the ball some more, right?
Right.
And I always tell you, your team hits these moments when you start winning, right? Mm-hmm. And now you get that win. And when sometimes people say, man, you know, you're right, man. We were up 20. I should have shot more. I could have got the props. You know, I mean, I'm simplifying it, right? But
sure.
Now you got people in that locker room, or not in the locker room, when they're not in the locker room, and their entourage man says, you should be doing this. They can look right at their brother or their friend and say, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Matt got it.
Yeah.
Coach, man, he do know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right, like a 20% increase in future trust when the coach can give you an order, you follow it, and you win impressively.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see that playing hard is hard, but you can do it. You start changing your attitude. And like I said, it's highs and lows, it's ups and downs, it's ebb and flow, but if you can grow to trust, you want to play a little harder. You want to be a little more ready. You want to be a little more prepared. Without the, I don't need the fans to tell me how good I am. I want my coach to tell me how good I am or how good I, you know, that's that, what.
No,
that's,
no, I agree.
That's the opening base block to start turning into a good team.
You can see that real quick before we go. You can see that in the multiple videos where he walks into the, they are waiting.
They're locked in.
They are waiting to see what he says. To see how when he
right.
Comes in.
Look at the video. Yeah. That's an excellent point. People, you see the highlights they put out? Look how they're like, I mean, don't make this description, you know, don't make it awkward.
Yeah.
They want to know how proud he is. They're waiting for him to come into the locker room and acknowledge that you're proud of us, and that's what we're playing for more than. Because here's the thing. When you're playing for yourself, me and you are over here. We're doing our dap over here in the side. You know what I'm saying? You went for 20. I went for 18 and 10.
Almost don't know Coach come in. You're like, oh, Coach.
Yeah. We're waiting to see who gets to go do the post game.
Yep.
You know, because we're like, oh, yeah, man, it's going to be on. We're going back to the crib.
Yep.
We're going to party tonight.
And that's
nah.
Two locker rooms that you saw them just.
Yeah. Yeah, they're waiting for Coach. And yeah. Listen, here's the thing. They didn't roar when he came in.
Uh-uh.
They waited to hear exactly what he had to say. and then they roared.
Yeah.
You don't think that if you can't tell the difference between a locker room that's partying before the coach gets in there and a locker room that's waiting to hear the coach give us the okay to party or give us the okay to feel good about what just happened.
Yep.
Or is he going to come in here and say, hey, I didn't like how you guys slacked off at the end. You know, like, mm-hmm. like they waited. They're locked in.
Yeah.
That's so, so important. Even when you get busted, that's real concentration. Let me get to the phone lines. Thank you so much. Bill at Scorns and Sons Collision Center. People, go get your car fixed there. They allow us to make this show so much fun. Kendra, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, I just had two quick points. I just think that both the men and the women are playing at a level. I think they're locked in for March. I just they are, you know, for the men's side, you can't even decide who the MVP is
in right.
the game for the UNC game. That is huge, you know. And then the women, you know, both teams came off tough losses, and they came back and they played phenomenally. Like, it's amazing. I went to the women's game yesterday. My son and I, we had a chance to have our seats upgraded to courtside.
Mm.
And when you were talking about Sam Furing, everything you said, I felt it. Because when you're on that courtside and you see, I mean, she's ripping down rebounds. She's got an edge to her. Like, she's going for everything. You know, and I think that
could you read her lips?
Yeah, oh my gosh! And I'm thinking, oh God, I hope she doesn't get a T. You know, but because New York, New Jersey, whatever was on full display. So,
right.
But I love her and Asia. When her shot's falling, you can forget it. She is so smooth. That crossover, you can't deal nothing with it.
Right.
So I mean, I just think both teams. And when you sit on that courtside, man, you just get to see. You know, they're so tall and they're going after the balls and just it's just a different perspective. They are getting after it. So
right.
I enjoyed that experience just to get that bird's eye view of what it's like to – and I mean, I was, like, exhausted looking at them because they exert so much energy and so much just everything. So I'm proud of both teams. They're set to make a run, I feel, both of them. So that's all I have to say.
Kendra, thank you so much. I really appreciate that call. She absolutely got exactly what I was saying. You
yeah,
see that?
I love that.
She's out of breath just watching how hard they're playing. Like that's a fact.
She said, you can forget about it.
You know, listen, that is an absolute fact. I mean, the experience, like I said, just to be at the game and just be involved. And listen, when she said both men and women's first word, I thought proud.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are proud. They played with pride.
I think so.
Coaches are proud. Fans are proud. Like, the teammates are proud of each other. It's my last 48, man.
Oh, my gosh. Colin Wilson's still on the football team. I just seen a picture.
And we'll definitely talk a little bit about that later on.
We'll do that later, but I was just –
Joe, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just two kind of quick questions. Looking at the rest of the month for the men's schedule, I really don't see them losing another game, so that's going to put them in a pretty good spot going into February. They should win out January. There may be a bump here or there, but I think they can go through that. I want to know what y'all thought about that. And then also, when is ESPN just going to get off their hatred? You watch SportsCenter, they show maybe 30 seconds of the highlights of the game. They replayed every game that was on their station Saturday, yesterday, and this morning, except for the Louisville-North Carolina game. Every game that they showed over the weekend has been replayed but the Louisville-North Carolina game.
Right. No, listen, Joe, I appreciate the call.
You know what, Joe? I'll say this, and Marcus, agree or disagree with me on this.
I will.
fair enough. The way Coach Mack's attitude is, I'm like, when I hear that or when I see that you don't play a highlight, I'm like, good. Good.
Right.
I think that this team is built for
To be a hunter.
Exactly.
Yep.
Good.
No, they're absolutely a hunter.
Whereas I think the Rick Pitino brought, and you know, I love Rick, but I think he brought hey, that's Rick Pitino.
You're right.
Hey, you put my highlights on there. Right. You know what I'm saying? Where this one, I'm like, dude, good.
No, and Joe, I will say this. Listen, normally, I feel you. Joe, don't start doing the next five games we should win. Yeah. You just took out Carolina in Carolina. You heard how pumped Donovan Mitchell was. The worst thing you can do is start counting for the next five games. Like, I'm saving you from yourself, Joe. Don't do that with your team. Don't do that with your sports. You're missing. You're not smelling the roses here. Like, there's elements to. Because here's the thing. You're going to want to remember this moment. Like if you don't hold on to these.
Right. And you need to appreciate. Look, Virginia Tech's top 10 went down to, and I'm not getting on Joe by any means, because like I feel you.
I feel you, but I'm getting on you.
They should.
As a brother, I'm getting on you on this
one. Sure, but like Georgia Tech just blew out Syracuse. Georgia Tech, just a week ago, Virginia Tech goes down there, who's top 10, goes to Atlanta and wins by three.
Right.
Like, you got Georgia Tech this weekend.
Yeah, you can't play around.
Should Louisville beat them? Yes.
You're right.
Will they? I don't know. You got to show up to play.
That's why I'm not, like I said, that's why Freedom Hall, Yum Center, you packing it. See, I think subconsciously this is happening on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
When I see a team just, you know, kind of a scrambly team fighting for respect, that makes me say Freedom Hall. Like, Yum Center kind of is a, Yum Center was kind of right. Just a team like, you're 1C, 2C. Yeah, I mean, they're a good team that's nationally respected.
Sure.
I feel like the Freedom Hall is always like, we're going to go get somebody. We're going to get somebody in here that doesn't know what it's like to come into Freedom Hall. We're going to waste them.
But I feel like that change on the sideline.
Yeah.
I feel like it brings it back. I think Rick was, and I'm not saying who's better.
Not a front runner, but he got his props.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas I think now, man, when you beat that Michigan State team and you see Mac just like, there, you're just like.
Yes. Think about his first big game. Kenny Klein said that was huge for the fan base. Chris Mack is like, what the hell do you mean the fan base? What about me?
Yeah.
I left a 1-seed Xavier.
Yeah.
People don't know if I can even coach at this level.
I know.
And I just busted Michigan State.
Yep.
He's enjoying this as much as anybody on the planet. Ulysses, thanks for joining us on Escort Collision Hotline, my man. What's on your mind?
I want to thank both of you for what you did earlier. And I was just about to tell you that I had a bone to pick with the both of you, but you kind of quelled that when you had you started talking about women's basketball. Marcus, I got to tell you something. The one question I wanted to ask the both of you was, who is the crown jewel of the entire athletic department for the last couple of years when the football team was down and the men's basketball team was down? It's been one group, and it's been the women's basketball team. With that said, Steve,
yep.
I hope that you cover the women's recruiting a little bit more. I think we should be paying a little bit more attention to what those women are doing. Because I'm telling you, those women are balling. Flat out balling. And I'm grateful to hear the young lady that called in early today.
Mm-hmm.
Because with you paying attention to those women team, I want to see more women call into your show. Bottom line, that's what I expect to see. You guys do a fine job. You really do. Quick question. First of all, doesn't Terry Miners look like Coach Mack a little bit?
Yeah, actually. He posted a picture of them side by side. It's uncanny.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at that. A few more options. Mark, with regard to, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at Nora, and Nora's game slightly reminds me of a lot of Reggie Miller's, the way he plays, the way he balls. Kind of reminds me of that. I'm still holding out hope. I'm going to tell you this another thing, too. I think that Perry can be an assassin. I believe it, man. I can see it. But he's got to be cerebral, much like CeCe is. So if I was hoping that CeCe would come back in the summer and work out with Perry to get him squared away. But heck, we're sitting there with a premier point guard and maybe in the country right there in CeCe.
No, that's a
he
fact.
He needs to look at what CeCe. You need to look at a lot of tape of what CeCe is doing, man, because that guy can create his own shot. He can get to his point where and he can run the team. He does an outstanding job of running his team. And that's it. That's all I got to say, gentlemen.
I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, he has Louisville energy this morning.
Yeah.
Give the women the props. Give Darius Perry his props. Give CeCe his props. He just turned Wara into Reggie Miller. Like, that's somebody who's feeling good. And that's why I say that's a total pride feeling. Todd, thanks for joining us on 939. Fire away, my man.
All right. First of all, guys, it's great to be a Cardinal fan today, as it is always.
Indeed.
Second, man, this game was a game of team effort. It was a team win. It was, if you look in there, let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, Dwayne Sutton, he has a little wedged in his heart, man. That young man, I was so proud of him. And Steven, and I can go on and on and on. And Kristen, I mean, all of them. The announcer said on the broadcast, he said, it looks like North Carolina came to play a basketball game and Louisville came to fight. And there's no doubt about it. That Louisville did not allow North Carolina to run their offense. The team was well prepared and played like they were angry. And I'm telling you, this bodes well for the rest of the ACC, you know, season if we can go and keep on playing like this. I mean, at one point, Roy Williams on the sideline, they showed him that he looked like a deer in the headlights. Here's a Hall of Fame coach, and he does not – what do I have to do to get my team to win? They said that he's only lost, what was it, three times?
He's never lost like that.
Never lost like that and only lost three times under his tenure there at Chapel Hill. So Louisville and then the other ones were Duke.
No, that's unranked teams, but I get your point.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that if we took advantage in the low post, things that a lot of times we hadn't been doing before. Steven was a beast under there. I mean, he was calling for the ball. We were getting off the switches well. We were, you know, we weren't allowing the screens to beat us. They couldn't get penetration to the low post. You know, they would try to drive inside, and you'd see two and three Cardinals around them, stopping them. It was one of the best. It was the best defensive effort of the year, as far as I'm concerned. And then the offense, we hit the shots we needed to hit. We went in there and proved that we can compete with that type of talent. Man, I am so happy. All I can say, guys, is go Card.
No doubt about that, Todd. I appreciate the call. I have no idea how I got to the 11:05 mark without going to a commercial break, but I don't want to get fired.
Almost had to go to the hospital Saturday night to the Cowboys. Didn't they?
What did you just say? What did you just say? You know what? Take that into the next hour. Keep that right. Keep that right in your
really
back pocket.
I was excited after the game.
4 hours.
Say, babe. It gets 6 o'clock. We gotta go.
We're rolling along midday with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. Be back shortly on 939 The Ville.